Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Half-Backed Podcast ahead of NRL Round 8. I'm your host, Tim Williams. We're here ahead of Anzac Day, an early release this week for a few reasons. Firstly, because the early kickoff tomorrow in the Warriors game, there's also going to be a fill-up on Warriors punts on that. So we wanted to give you maximal time to listen to the podcast, consume it, get your bets out there before you had fun on Anzac Day and celebrated the Anzacs. Firstly, with me to help find us a few winners this week, former Raiders and Dragons halfback Sam Williams. Sam, you'd have played in a number of Anzac clashes. I absolutely love the way the NRL celebrate the Anzacs in this round, the ceremonies they put on before the games. What's it like? It must get the hair standing on end, the blood going before these games, listening to the last pose, to the anthems and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's brilliant. They do it so well. The way that the players buy into it, the lead up to the game, and the way that the clubs get servicemen and women in speaking about teamwork and camaraderie and everything that goes with being an Anzac. And yeah, we went through some really moving ceremonies over the years, and none more than on game day when the last post is played and you're linked arm in arm with your teammates, and we're just so lucky. It just reminds you how lucky you are to be playing the game. We're out there playing a professional game of sport for a living because of what people did for us. So extremely moving. They do a wonderful job. I know a lot of sports do it these days, but I think that the NRL and the AFL do a fantastic job in just the whole day, the way it's all put together. Big fan of the day, and yeah, very lucky to have played on a few days on Anzac Day.
Yeah, absolutely ripping occasion. Also with us on today's podcast, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sport, Jimmy Hughes. Jimmy, surely you're heading out to the Roosters Dragons game tomorrow.
Oh mate, no, with an eight-week-old baby, I think I won't be allowed to attend a game of football, but. Yeah, no, it just brings goosebumps to the fan, doesn't it, when you hear that last post. I can only imagine how it is for the players out there. I've got a brother who's in the Navy, so definitely like getting to dawn service with him and paying the respects. And, yeah, it's just a great weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Boys, short, sharp, efficient, winners flowing on this podcast, recording and releasing Wednesday afternoon. Basically cramming an extra day's worth of content into Wednesday, because we know there's not going to be too many people out there listening of a Thursday when they're out and about and having a beer. So we did want to get it out, so we got to get through it this afternoon, middle of a work day. So I appreciate you boys making the time. On today's show, we'll be recapping last week's results, dropping our lock value Hail Mary bets for the weekend. We'll go through Sam's head-to-head tips for every game of Round 8 with his analysis. We'll also be dropping our moral of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. Boys, lots of work to do for the kids out in bush footy. Last week's results, Sam, we'll start with you, mate. And look, there's no easy way to put this. You're in a slump. Your lock of the week, Dallin Watene Zalesniak, Marcello Montoya to combine for 2+ tries at $2.40. No good there. Your value player of the week, you had Jason Saab and Tommy Chaboyevich to combine for 2+ tries. They did that. They actually got 3 tries between them, but you had Manly to cover the 14.5 line. So no good for you last week.
Woeful. I couldn't tip water out of a bucket at the moment. It's killing me. I've been there or thereabouts, and most of my head-to-head tips I've been going quite well with. But as we know, I don't play many lines or head-to-head, so I go try scorers, and I've been getting one of the two or two of the three, and it's killing me. But all I can do is pick my bottom lip up and go again.
All you can do, mate, bloody oath. Also, Hughesy, you, on the other hand, are on a little bit of a tear, and your lines in particular, a shout-out to your model, because still some good work. Your lock of the week last week was the Sharks giving away a 2.5 start at $1.90. That, the Sharkies won by 36, so just snuck home there. And then on your Hail Mary, you had the Dragons with a 6.5 start against the Warriors. They won by 18, so 24.5, you're safe by there. You had the Panthers to cover the 13.5 line against the Tigers. They won by 16. You had the Broncos giving away a 7.5 start against the Raiders. They won by 24. Mate, so close. The Eels, you said, to cover the 8.5. They got destroyed by the Finns.
Yep.
Did not handle the heat up in Darwin. So, mate, it was just the lock, but it was a profitable week for you, and it was a win for the model more than anything.
Yeah, no, it is good to tick the, you know, four out of five legs there if I was combining them all. And yeah, you and I were both quite bullish on Para the week before. We're hoping they'd kind of continue that form. But, you know, Sammy was giving it to us, and maybe he gets the last laugh with last weekend's performance by Parramatta, that's for sure.
The form was franked, and it just put Cowboys out down the pecking order more than anything.
The form was not franked. The Eels bounce back, and then they get complacent and put in a terrible performance. You watch, they can come out and beat Manly this week. I shan't be tipping them, but they'll be week in, week out. So,
no, they won't.
For myself, I went in the green, thank God. The value play, I had Kaan Perera and Tom Trbojevic to score a try each at $4.98. Had that one within 13 minutes of that game, thank Christ. And also, they both had doubles before halftime. So one of the easier watches there for the punting. My lock of the week was big, bad Greggy Marju to score on the left wing at $2.05. That was in absolute all sorts of trouble. The second the game kicked off and Kalen Ponga was limping around, because Marju scoring is all off the back of Kalen Ponga. So I don't think we'll be hearing Marju's name in this podcast until Kalen Ponga returns. Boys, the leaderboard, Jimmy, you are leading the way on -17%, getting towards profitable. We're on the up. I've gone to -39% with profitable week, Sam at -55%. Whoever you're betting with, remember to do so responsibly, 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Let's get stuck into this week's punting plays. $100 to play with each. 65% of our bet goes to the lock, 25% to the value, 10% to the Hail Mary. Sam, kick us off. Your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 65%.
I'm a loyal man. I'm a very, very loyal man. Now, they've let me down a little bit over the last few weeks because they've been there or thereabouts. But I need a win. I need a win. And I think that – I don't think I've seen Sean Johnson get as many decisions at the line wrong as I did last week. I think that the shape from the Warriors was extremely good. I think he just picked the wrong man on a lot of occasions. Now, the best players in the game, the best halves in the game, they're not always going to get the decision right, but they're constantly asking questions. Now, if he goes to the line and makes them make 10 decisions and gets three of them right, well, that's three tries. Last weekend, Sean just could not get it right. For the life of me, he hit the lead when he should have played out the back when he should hit the lead. I don't think it's drastic issues with the Warriors, because I think that there was enough signs that the shape and the team is still there. I'm not going off them. I think that they'll still go out there and they'll perform well, and I think they'll be far too good for the Titans. I think Dallin scores a try, and I think Roger scores a try. You get $2.20 for either of them, for them to score. Actually, tell lie, it's not either. It's to combine for two. So the right side, Roger and Dallin combining for two, because I can't cop Dallin getting two and Roger not scoring, so I've gone combined for two. That's my lock, $2.20. I think they're going to turn it on. So, obviously, you know, if Rogers on the left there, I think you'll get one-on-one with most likely Harley Smith-Shields. He's got a fantastic mover of the ball, is Roger. I think he'll see some early footy on the left, and I think that Dallin, obviously, with the way that they play on that right, like I've said on numerous occasions, he'll be the benefactor of some being on the end of that back line. And another brilliant finish, Dallin Watini Zalesniak last week once again.
I'm going to skip past you, Hughie, and go to my lock of the week. So it does tie into Sam's nicely. And granted, we did have a bit of egg on our faces. I tied them into my Hail Mary, I think, to win well. And credit to the Dragons for showing up. They were way too good for them, and their pack really lifted. It was an awesome performance to see from the Red V. Sam, I went the Warriors to cover the 12.5 line against the Titans. It's the same line across any basically bookie that you find. I just think they're going to wallop them. They get to host an Anzac Day game for the first time in a long time, if ever, from memory. They've got a ceremony planned bigger than the Paris Olympics by the sounds of it. I think they will bounce back after this. The Titans are on the 5-day turnaround, travelling to New Zealand. I just think they're up against it. They've actually got up for their last two games in that the Golden Point game against the Raiders. They got up for the game against Manly, despite there being a ton of points scored. Dylan Walker back on deck. Sam, I think the Warriors, I think they could thump them.
Yeah, I think so. I'm all in on the Warriors.
Hughie, I don't know if this is going to tie into your plays, but I will throw it to you straight away off the back of going hard on the Wars. What does your model have the line at? I'm very curious on this one.
I think for myself, I've got the line exactly in the market for that one. I've got it, yeah, basically bang on that 12 minus 12 mark. So, yeah, look, I think all the factors together are coming in the form of the Wars, like you boys have said. And, yeah, tough loss last week. I obviously had a bit of fun getting the gravy over you guys there. But, yeah, I mean, my sadness with that one is it used to be the Wars versus Melbourne, which would be an epic clash right now, given the two teams, right? And I'm a bit sad it's not that, but, you know, I do think, yeah, the Wars are very good there.
Yeah, I wish they stuck with Wars and Storm as well. That was a ripping fixture, even if they did alternate between Melbourne and New Zealand. Hughie, throwing to your Brian. Oh, that's $1.90 for that line, of course, as well. Hughie, your Brian Bevan lock of the week.
Yeah, so I'm going to the main event, the Roosters versus the Dragons on Anzac Day. I like the Roosters here, -6.5. I'm a bit sad I can't get -5.5. So if you're a bit more risk averse, I'd be going for the 5.5 in any of the alternate markets. But yeah, I can get that at $1.93 with Sportsbet. My line has a -10 point favourite, so I'm quite favourable on the Chooks to get the job done. Yeah, the Dragons have been performing well, but with a couple like guys like Sam Walker back, I think the Chooks are full strength basically and ready to fire now.
Hughie, with your lines and your models, obviously one for the data heads out there, it'd be interesting you say like the significance of that 6.5 line to a 5.5 line. What does 1 point on the line mean to, I suppose, the value of and the way you look at your plays?
Tough question.
Did that make sense or not?
Yeah. I mean, like my general rule of thumb is I don't want to bet unless I've got 3 points difference to a line. But then you also do like to play those favourable points, right, where a team, a common total, or a common winning margin, which is usually, you know, 1 point, 2 points, 4 points, 6 points, 10 points, those kind of margins are always good to play around. And if you're taking your minuses, you want to be on the better side of that. Hence why I was kind of like, yeah, the -6.5 in a potential tight game because of the event. You know, you might want to be a bit more conservative and take 5.5 so you've got the cover of a converted try. But, yeah, I'm still pretty confident in the Chooks and I'm happy to take the 6.5.
Like it, mate. Sam, we'll go to you for your value play of the week, 25% of your bet.
Told you I'm loyal. Manly to win, Turbo to score, Cooler to score. I've been there before. It paid dividends. I think this is my last win, to be perfectly honest. Manly, Turbo, and Cooler to score $5.50. I think Ethan Sanders, big raps on him. I think he's a terrific young player. I believe he's coming to the Raiders and it's all done, locked in. He's coming, so that's fantastic for the club. But you can jam having Manly on your debut. The way they move the ball, the way that you so quickly learn as a half in the game about defending and your body position and numbers coming at you, it's going to be a hell of a baptism of fire for the young blokes. So I expect Manly to win. I expect them to win well. If Warriors let me down and if Manly let me down, I am in absolute all sorts and I'll be rattled, but I'm sticking strong. Manly, Turbo, Cooler, $5.50.
Stay loyal, mate. They'll pay you back at some point. Tommy Turbo, safe as houses every week. Hughes, your
last week it was their defence that really let me down. Yeah. I didn't sort of defend them conceding that, see them conceding that many points. I watched the Titans the week before and they had nothing in attack. So I really didn't see them conceding 30 points. And in the end, that's what really rattled me. It wasn't the points, and what they do with the football hasn't changed my mind at all. They just got to be better defensively.
Yeah, fair play. Hughes, your value play, 25%.
Guys, I'm going to go for some try scorers this week, a little bit different to my usual approach. But I'm looking at some of the games with the biggest totals to try and zone in on what games I want to play in. So the two of the big ones, I think in the 45 or 44 total market range is the Tigers versus Brisbane and Parra versus Manly. And I want to get a bit of value as well. So I've kind of looked at the wingers from the outsiders. So I'm looking at the Tigers, Charlie Staines on the right wing, almost Charles. Maybe he's a bit more, you know, if he was an English lord, Charles Steen.
Can you give me that again, please, Hughesy?
No, I'm never doing that again.
Oh, please.
This is why you don't go props. This is why you don't go try scorers, mate. Stick to your lines.
Oh, I thought there was a lord in the building.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to say Mike Acevo in a posh English accent, that's for sure. That's not one going to work. But, yeah, Staines in the Sevo, Sevo on the left wing for Parra and Staines on the right wing for the Tigers. I think they're both playing against the edges that concede the most for their opponents. You know, man out for the Broncos should bring some even more instability to that left edge defence. So you guys can stop grinning at my English accent. But yeah, they're my bet. $5.10. Those two blokes to score any time. Thank you.
Mate, I sort of lost attention to that one there. So it was Lord Charles into Mike Acevo, was it?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
All right. I'm showing my cards early here. I'm going to have the best Anzac Day of my life, or I'm going to be miserable by about 4 o'clock. I have gone with the devastating young back rower, Jacob Laban, anytime try score at $5 for the Warriors against the Titans there tomorrow. So I've gone hard on that game. It stood out to me. Laban, $5 on Sportsbet. I looked at TAB. He's at $2.75. So if you do like him and if you have any respect for my punting, get on early because I do think he'll crunch from that $5 mark. It was a lot bigger than anywhere else. Watch this bloke in the preseason trials. He was absolutely devastating. He's looked decent in his short snippets off the bench in small time this season. He is starting with Kurt Capewell out. Importantly, he's on that right edge outside Sean Johnson. He scored seven tries in 20 New South Wales Cup games. I love everything about him. I was going to throw him in my Hail Mary, but I got more and more excited as it went on. The only slight hesitation there is that he is running at Kieran Fawn, who's a really good defender on the Titans' left, obviously, but the left at the Titans has conceded 47% of their tries there, so it has been their weaker edge. So Jacob Laban, anytime try score up $5.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sam, your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, $10. Sorry.
Panthers Panthers too good for the Cowboys, giving away the 9.5 start. I like Taylan May to score a try, and I like Cleary to bounce back after his injury and score a try as well. $15 about that. What you can also do if you're looking to play some bigger prices in this game, I think the Panthers are the best in the game at isolating fullbacks when they want to defend at that half A on the line. Now, Scott Drinkwater, we all know what he can do with the football. Defensively, he's been really poor. He needs to be in. When you've got someone like Isaiah Yeo playing through the middle and turning blokes under and playing through the sides to create some momentum, he's going to have to make his tackles this week. It's a really big week for Scott Drinkwater defensively, more so than offensively. So I think if you want to play around some of their big men, I wouldn't be adverse at that either. So I think that the Panthers are going to be too good. That Cleary's last game was, it just shows how good he is, and his tempo and the way he plays with the football, his kicking game, the way the middles just go forward, they're, it's still the side to beat, Penrith. You've got to try to win the comp. They're the side to beat, and I think they'll be too good against the Cowboys.
Yeah, let's, Hughie, I'll jump in front of you again there because it segues very nicely into my play, almost seamlessly. And as I said, we do not talk about each other's plays or anything going into the podcast. It is a mystery to all of us. I went Isaiah Yeo into Katoni Staggs, anytime try scorers. That's $17.40 with Sportsbet. I tossed around the Laybourne one in this one, as I said, and Yeo and the Broncos to cover the line with Staggs for a value. But I looked at it and I thought the exact same, Sam. The Cowboys' middles are so weak. They've conceded 13 of their 31 tries through the middle. You've already touched on Scotty Drinkwater and getting isolated as the A there on the line. Isaiah Yeo, playing an 80-minute role, scored plenty of tries last year. I think he's such a good player. He's about $7.50 himself. So I think I'm with you. The middles there, heaps of value around them. At the Broncos, they're going at a new-look Tigers left edge. Galvin, the 18-year-old, Samuel Finu jumping on the edge. Justin Olam has his defensive issues. And then the rookie, if it does keep this way, which it should, Solomon Alamalo. So with Reynolds back on the right for the Broncos, I just think Tony Sags is going to get so much opportunity there. So Yeo into Stags at $17.40. Hughie, your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Guys, I like where you're at with Penrith, and I'm going to back you in as well because I've gone for Penrith 13+ versus the Cowboys in my multi. I've got that line well and truly in favour of Penrith above the market. So throwing the 13+ for a bit of value instead of taking the -9, I think it might be. And I've thrown in probably a one that people might go, oh, what the heck? I've gone for the Knights 1-12 versus the Dolphins. Obviously, no Kalen Ponga, but hopefully a week where they can get stability and find a bit of a synchrony. I've kind of lost my words.
You're
there.
Still rattled from that, that Charles call, aren't you?
Yeah, geez, it has rattled me, especially the way that Sam laughed at me.
Give me another one. Please give me another one.
No. Basically, they have a whole week of training where they're preparing without him in the game. I think last week they were kind of expecting him to go down halfway through, and that he did, and they just didn't look like they had any plan without that. So hopefully they can bounce back. Bit of a bounce back factor there, so I've thrown them in. And then I've gone the Sharkies 13+ to smash your beloved Raiders, Sam, just to rub it in for $21.
Honestly, I'm not in a position to give cheek. I don't have the energy for it this week. I can't give cheek. I haven't tipped anything, so do as you want.
Hughie, just read that play out to us again, please.
So it's Penrith 13+, Knights 1-12, Sharks 13+, $21.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I went to throw the Panthers to cover that line in mine as well, but couldn't squeeze it in with all the Wires action. Guys, you might be listening to this episode on Friday. You might have gone absolute belly up at 2 up on Thursday. Couldn't help but turn a banjo into a pineapple, into a Benjamin Franklin. Guys, probably a sign that you might be struggling to control your punting a little bit. Not to worry at all. There is help available for you with Gareth White and his team at Seacoil. So if it is a bit of a strain on your relationship, on your bank account, get on top of it early. Don't wait 6 months until you've lost all your money and it does become a big problem in your life. Make the call, make the email, whatever you want to do. You can email Gareth at Seacoil at gareth.w@seacoil.org.au. That is Seacoil spelled C-E-C-A-L. You can give them a buzz on 9559-4013, or easiest, you can just hit them up with a DM on Instagram at CKL Gambling. It's free. It's confidential. Gareth is a massive Supercoach fan. He's a massive Sharkies and footy fan. Absolute legend of a fella. So, guys, get on top of that. Get in contact with him today. Now, Hughesy, our all-up moral of the week. We want to hit $1,000 with this. You've heard it all before. Donate it to a bush footy club at the end of the season. We started off the season about four or five in a row. We got towards that $500 mark. We were closing in. It's just been nothing but trouble since, mate. I had the Warriors head-to-head last week at $1.44. No dice there. They got pumped. It's a moral. It's meant to be like a guaranteed winner for the week. Over to you. Get us off the mark.
Oh, well, last time I was on the ticket for this one, I backed the Roosters at $1.20 something and absolutely got flogged by the doggy. So I've decided I'm not going to do something short. I'm just going to take a nice even money priced try scorer. I already like the Roosters, so I want a try scorer in that game. I'm going for Daniel Tupou to score at $1.95. That edge of the Dragons that he'd be running at is conceding about 50% of their points. So I think he's probably the value. Dom Young's, I think, $1.70 when I looked at it, and coming back in. But Tupou's scoring some tries this year and under the radar, especially attacking a side that's an edge that's a bit weaker. So yeah, I think that one's a no-brainer for me. Tupou to score. Let's do it.
Beautiful, mate. 5 tries in 7 games for Tupou so far this season. So I'm with you. If you're starting from scratch, you may as well go $2 pop and get us moving. So let's go the big fella. Sam, your tips for round 8. We'll whip through these ones. Bit less analysis than normal. Places to be, people to see, babies to look after. Warriors versus Titans tomorrow. The line is 12.5 here. Do you think they will cover the line? Because I know you're tipping the Warriors.
Yeah, in on the Warriors, cover the line. Turn it on to SJ.
One of the great fixtures of the year, the Dragons and the Roosters on Anzac Day. $2.62 for the Dragons, $1.50 for the Roosters. This should be a cracker. Who do you like?
I wouldn't be playing the Lions. I'd be playing the Roosters head-to-head. I think the Roosters would be too good, but it's Anzac Day clash. Both sides are up for it. It's going to be an absolute beauty. Sell out. What one of the great fixtures on the calendar.
Storm versus the Rabbitohs to round out the Anzac Day fixtures. Storm red hot favourites at $1.18. The Bunnies off the bye in all sorts, but they will be fresh and should be ready to go at $4.95. Sam, I'd imagine you're going towards the Storm on this one. The line is -14.5. Big line.
Well, if you can give the Rabbitohs enough to say that they are freshened up and their stars are going to turn it on, Latrell's still out, I think you've still got to go with the Storm to cover it, don't you? But, yeah, it's a big price for a side that only 6 or 7 weeks ago you wouldn't have had anything like these odds. So maybe if you find something you like about the Rabbitohs at that price, they're coming 16th, they've got to win, they've got to find some form, maybe they can do it. But, yeah, I'll go with the Storm. Yeah,
yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know. Storm, yeah. Cover line.
I stayed away from the punting on that one because, as you said, that there's a footy side in there somewhere. The Bunnies and off the bye. They've got to turn up at some point. But, yeah, avoid. Manly Seagulls versus Parramatta Eels. Manly at $1.34. Parramatta $3.30. We know you like Manly. The line is 9.5 there. Who do you like?
Yeah, Manly to cover the line. All in on it.
Tigers and Broncos at Campbelltown Stadium. Tigers $4.25. Broncos $1.23. The line here is 11.5.
I will just quickly mention the very, very sad news, the passing of Terry Hill there just today. Shocking news from a real icon of the game, and especially at this West Tigers club. I know that the players out there, there's no doubt that it'll be a very sad moment before this game kicks off for the West Tigers and the club as a whole. A real sad day for them. He spent plenty of time at the Western Suburbs Magpies in the early days, as well as, a beloved figure at the West Tigers club. So really sad news with Terry Hill. In terms of the game, I think that the Broncos will be far too good. I'd like to see the Tigers turn up and really play in Terry's honour because he deserves it. And, you know, from a punting perspective, you sort of take it all out of it. But I expect the Tigers to turn up, but I think the Broncos have far too much class.
Yeah, awful news there. One of the great men of rugby league, as you said, Sam, and thoughts and condolences to all his family and friends. An absolute legend, Terry Hill. Football-wise, I'm with you. I think the Broncos, with Payne, Hasback, Reynolds, Piakura, do have Cobbo and Mam out, but I think they'll be way too strong in that one. I think they can cover it. Cowboys and Panthers, we know you're all over the Panthers on this one. We all are. The Dolphins and the Knights. Dolphins, $1.42 here. Knights, $2.90. The line is 7.5. Who do you like?
Oh, another one I've avoided. Dolphins, fantastic last week against the Eels, so it doesn't count. So I don't really know. The Knights obviously missing Kalen Ponga. They're battling so much as well. I'll go the Dolphins. If they can continue the form they're showing at the moment and show that consistency, they're making a play for the top eight now. They're really doing well, the Dolphins, so I'll go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, tough game to punt on and even tipping, but on form, got to go obviously with the Dolphins. Raiders and Sharks to round it out. Raiders 283, Sharks $1.43.
Take the Raiders with the line. Trindle out obviously at Cronulla. Fogarty out for the Raiders as well. Big loss, but I expect the Raiders to play a tight game, play it through the middle. They're at home. They'll play a gritty, tough style of football. So Raiders with the start, which is what, Tim?
The start is, I've just dropped it down, 7.5, was it? 7.5.
Yeah, okay, so take the 7.5.
If you're going head-to-head tip, Sam, would you be on the Sharkies?
Yeah, I'll go the Sharkies.
Righto, boys, we'll wrap that one up on Anzac Eve. Guys, have a great day tomorrow. Sam, thank you.
Been a pleasure, gentlemen.
Husey.
Thank you, lads, thank you.
Cheers, boys. See you up bright and early for the dawn service tomorrow. Have a great day and good luck in your punting this weekend.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.